Monday, Nehemiah's prayer. After Nehemiah had heard the news, he prayed, he fasted. And the prayer is written down in the first chapter. He talks with God very openly. And in this open way, he confesses the sins of the people of Israel and his own sins, since he committed himself. And he says, well, God, you said, if we do not obey you, we will be scattered. And we will be anywhere. But, and this is so important to read here, there is hope as well. Because God says that the Israelites have a chance in verse 9, chapter 1. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, what will happen then? Though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, I will gather them and bring them back. And I will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there, Jerusalem. And Nehemiah is a person who points to these verses, says, well, we have committed sins. He confesses these sins and asks for forgiveness. And he points at these verses saying, but you have already also promised that you will bring us back and that your name will be again in Jerusalem. Now, help us to rebuild the walls. This area, as we see it here on this map, this is a map where the area of Israel is drawn in a broader way. This area here is here again. Dead Sea. Dead Sea. And here is Jerusalem. In this area, Nehemiah wants that something is done, rebuilding the wall. And when praying, when fasting, an idea comes into his mind. If nobody is there, and if for 80 years nothing happened, so what will happen in future? They are not able to rebuild the walls. But Nehemiah, he has such a fire in himself, he thinks, I could do it. But the problem is, how could I go there? The king will not allow me to go. I cannot flee and building the walls. The king must send me, and I need money. I need material. How could this happen? So there are hindrances more than you can imagine. But he continues praying and fasting. And that's the point. And something will happen. What will happen?